With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. If we knew more, we'd buy more. That's the message many American growers are trying to get through to consumers who might buy more U.S.-grown products if they knew more. Washington Raspberry Commission Director Henry Bierlink says his growers work primarily in the processed juice and frozen market, but even there, U.S. quality is just better.
Well, that's very true. I mean, I'm not saying their crop isn't good, but for one, we know a lot of the, what we're competing with is a byproduct from the fresh, which means that it's something that didn't make grade there in the fresh raspberries, in particularly Mexico.
And he says some may even buy both domestic and imported just to save a little money.
We know that's not the quality we have. In fact, many of them probably buy some of that and then buy some of ours and blend it just to kind of upgrade the end product. But it's just really hard for us to compete with those kind of numbers.
And of course, Bierlink says the trade packs could be improved.
We're certainly talking to our elected officials and everything about how trade laws are put together. Labeling laws is a big issue, so customers, can they at least see where they're buying things?
But when it comes to labeling?
We know when they go to the grocery store, can you really determine whether or not this is from this area or not? The labeling is not as effective as we'd like it to be.
Bierlink is optimistic progress can be made in trade talks, but says there are no guarantees. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. Joining us again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, let's talk about a new venomous spider found in Oregon.
Oh, yes. The cousin of the black widow spider has been found in Oregon City, Oregon, the brown widow spider.
So where does the brown widow come from?
It's usually found in southern parts of Africa, Florida, and Southern California.
So how did it get into Oregon, and is it time to panic?
Experts aren't sure on how it got here yet, but it isn't uncommon for pests to hitch a ride in your luggage or on planes, trains, and automobiles. It's not time to panic, just to be on the lookout and take a picture to send to experts.
So is the brown widow just as bad as the black widow?
Experts say that the brown widow is less likely to bite, but the venom will cause similar symptoms as a black widow bite. In both, the female spider has the reddish hourglass shape.
Well, let's hope we have a cold winter.
Or a potential mate doesn't also make it to Oregon.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.